for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Tel Summit series, From Heartache to Joy. I hope all of you are doing absolutely amazing today. We are so proud and very excited to be introducing an amazing light worker that was introduced to me a few months ago, actually, right before I was getting ready to go for a very scary procedure for myself. I had had some issues with memory and focus that were getting really bad. Whenever I would try to focus more, my brain would actually start hurting. It was not a headache. I kept saying that it would feel like as if my brain was hurting. And then it had continued on for a few months where, actually a couple of years almost, where things had gotten so bad that towards the end I couldn't even focus or do any kind of focus work for more than 3 or 4 hours. After that, I just would have to take a break. Otherwise, I would get that headache. So I was introduced to Virginia, who is our special guest speaker today, Virginia Rounds Griffith. And when I spoke to her, she was very clear because a couple of other people had told me initial testing had revealed the possibility of perhaps a tumor, and that was the one thing that was scaring me. And she scanned my brain, and she immediately told me. She said, I'm 100% confident that you're going to find it's not a tumor. So you can just breathe easy now. And she said, it feels to me like there's some kind of a restricted blood flow to certain parts of your brain, and that's making it very difficult for the rest of your brain to kind of do the heavy lifting for the whole brain. And she said, but whatever it is, the issue is not serious, and it's easily correctable, and you'll be fine. And I was really relieved. And, of course, within the next 3 days when I got my SPECT scan of the brain, that's exactly what came out. There was nothing that was seriously wrong. The only issue was restricted blood flow to certain parts of the brain, and the rest was in really good shape. The other thing that Virginia did for me, which I loved, was because this was a SPECT scan and there was MRI imaging and stuff like that, she said, let's just take care of all the side effects of radiation. We don't want that in your body. And I didn't know. I was like, really? You can do that? And she actually cleared all the side effects of radiation from my body. When I came back, I had some energy sessions lined up to actually feel that, and they did the sessions and they said, but, you know, it's funny. We didn't detect any radiation in your body. So that was really, really cool. I was very excited. Since then, I have learned of some amazing, amazing success stories and testimonials from people that have been just pouring in, where Virginia has helped them with all kinds of issues in their lives, from physical and health issues to emotional, situational, life issues. She's really accomplished and very good at entity clearing. I wouldn't be surprised if today's call delay was due to some entity interference. That usually happens when we have someone that's very good with entity clearing. So that was kind of an interesting observation. But you will learn today how to really enrich your mind, body, and spirit. You will find out how, if you have food intolerances, which is really a big deal these days, you know, we have all heard about the side effects of GMO. We are learning about, you know, a lot of people are going gluten-free. It's really making diets very restrictive and almost in the danger of starting this new fad where, you know, I remember when we started avoiding carbohydrates, or when we started avoiding fats and sugars and all this other artificial stuff was introduced. So I think we are in that danger now of avoiding all the other stuff and falling into the marketing techniques of these big companies. So I was very excited when I saw that, yeah, you can use techniques to actually totally reverse what the food side effects could be, even if you have intolerances. So she's going to talk about that with us today, which is very exciting. I know that there are a lot of you people that have serious allergies and intolerances to certain foods, and you would love to introduce those type of food groups back in your diet. So we'll find out today. Radiation alchemized for your optimum health. We're going to talk about what does it mean when you say reconnect, realign, reclaim your birthright, And we're going to find out about what is the assemblage point, the divine matrix and the assemblage point. Why is that so very important if you want to live a very powerful, balanced life and really live the life that you deserve and desire? We're going to find out about Virginia's encounters with entities and what her work is in that field. We're going to find out about the importance of balanced chakras. We will also, if we have time, we're going to talk about geopathic and technopathic stress. So there's a lot of stuff that this amazing light worker covers, and we're going to be learning from her on all of that today. Very briefly, her background. She is an international multidimensional energy alchemist, teacher, and intuitive who has worked worldwide, including Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, the UK, and the USA. Virginia was born in the South Pacific and attributes many of her inherent gifts to her ancient Lemurian heritage. She has been a spiritual intuitive all of her life and has a deep love and knowledge of working with spirit and energy. She works closely with her spiritual team and regularly uses the powerful art of Ho'oponopono in connection with her kahuna lineage. She has also studied many modalities, including pranic healing, signature cell healing, magnetic healing, EFT, Ho'oponopono, and many more. She's also a Reiki and how do I pronounce this? Shine Master? Did I say that right, Virginia?
Session.
Thank you.
Session.
And well, with that, let's just welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. It is so awesome to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. I am absolutely thrilled to be here. And I just want to say aloha to all of your listeners. And I really hope that after today's session that you will be a lot more empowered, informed, and you will take away what you need, each and every one of you individually, to help you on your journey, not only in your health, but also in your spiritual journey. Because that's really what this is all about. It's what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being back to your core. That's it.
Yeah.
That's where all your power lies, in your core. So, thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. You know, Virginia, I just love your story. I love how many people you have worked around the world. I have been very excited about all that we are going to learn on the call today, but then you have some really amazing things lined up that you want our listeners to experience during the call. We're going to be doing a unifying triple heart clearing, which is going to be a really, really powerful energy that is going to help align and balance everybody. And Virginia will also be doing one-on-one Q&A, so we will, a lot of people are going to get a chance to connect with her. So what I ask is that please, if you're going to be on the phone line with your hand raised, and the way to do that is, of course, just press *2, and that will raise your hand. It'll place you in the queue. And if you get picked, we are asking that you have at least, if there's an issue in your life, it can be in any area, but we would like it to be pick something that is on intensity level at least a number 7, so from 1 to 10 at least on a 7. And if you don't have anything that is that intensity, then please give maybe vacate your spot for someone else that really needs Virginia's help desperately today. So, Virginia, let's start with talking about one of the things that you really teach in your work is about the assemblage point. So what exactly is that? That was the first time I had actually learned about it, and that was from you. So I would love for you to explain that a little bit to us, please.
Of course. The assemblage point in each and every one of us, we are born with it, become in with it. And of course, when we leave this earth plane, we go out with it. And basically, it is the epicenter, very epicenter of our energy system. Powerfully, this balances our physical, our psychological, and our energy matrix health. So it works like you've seen a toroidal energy vortex, I'm presuming, around. A lot of people have seen this. It's like a donut. And that's our energy field that goes in and out of our interface within in and out of our energy system, our bodies, our etheric bodies, all the energy bodies. So the same thing happens with the assemblage point. It is in the center of our chest. It's held in the center of our hips. And with men, it stays in that point, and with women, arms are slightly above and to the right. And just above our breast, just about there. That's the optimal place for it to be. But of course, what life throws at us, this assemblage point moves. And when it moves, it can cause us to go into either extreme anxiety, and we can go into psychotic episodes when it's out of its normal place and to the right and above, so up and above, and or if it goes to the left and if it's further down, then we kind of go into this indolent place, a case of very relaxed and sort of but more than relaxed, a place where we don't function well. And so, or depression, that's where depression comes from. So one side you have a manic, psychotic and highly ecstatic energy point that you're working within and from, and you're very stressed, you have a lot of anxiety, and then on the other side you go into a depression and you go into this low energy. So it is one of those amazing things that I had never ever heard of either. And a lot of people like me who are healers, a lot of us don't even know it exists. And it was flagged up for me by my guides, and then I was sent to go and find out more about it. And they then, of course, can put that back into its place. But of course, like anything else, when emotion comes into our lives in some form or other, the assemblage point moves. Again, it either goes to the left and down, if it's depression, or it goes to the right and up, if it's anxiety and stress, and they're coming from the left brain area. So really, what this is all about is balance. We need and must have balance in our lives, because without that balance, we don't function at our optimum level. And as I said earlier on, that is what I'm about, that balance, and being back and connect to your core. And when your sandwich point is back in that place, I know instantly I can check and see if somebody's grounded. Because usually when your sandwich point is out, they're not grounded. It's as simple as that. So fascinating stuff, Aram. It is.
Thank you so much for answering that, Virginia. I'm reading comments on the webcast, and wow, there are a lot of people that are just so eager to connect with you. I think there's our Facebook group was buzzing with excitement since we announced it yesterday that you were going to be on the call with us today. There's just a lot of excitement, tons of questions, and a lot of people wanting to know about several health conditions that they've got going on. I'll try and address those questions in a little bit, but first, I want to go on and ask you some more questions on, some of the other amazing parts of your work, which is, I briefly discussed that earlier, but your ability to actually help transmute and heal food intolerances. So can you explain that a little bit, why that happens, first of all, when people have these allergies? And then how your work is able to address that in a really profound way that they may not have even experienced before.
Indeed, well, we know that our land, the places where our food is grown, is not at its optimum level like it once was. And when we never needed to have to resort to having the very package that I've bought to your telesummit. The food that we're getting now has nothing like the nutrition it also has. The meat, the chicken, all of the proteins that they're so used to, they are not as they once were. And it's very interesting, that I was down to chicken and fish only. And even though my husband, we were cooking an organic chicken not too long ago, and from that I just knew that I'm not allowed to have chicken anymore, because even though it was organic, there was the energy of it was not right. And so now I'm down to vegetables and fish, which is lovely, but at all times, the nutrients in our food are just not as they once were. And with the chemicals and the depletion of so much from the Mother Earth, our food has become less than it ought to be. And a lot of people have food intolerances. They have the GMO food, as we know, is not everything it ought to be. That's just saying tongue-in-cheek. And so, yes, this is the reason why this package came about. And many years ago in Australia, I started with water, changing the molecular structure of water through alkalizing. And so it's just grown from there because it has it's magic. And once you start to work with these energies, everything is it amazes me because it moves like the speed of lightning through whatever food is needing to be changed, whatever intolerances need to be changed, whatever if it's GMO, and if it's liquids, it just moves so well. And my diet is amazing.
Thank you so much for explaining that. Virginia, a lot of people are complaining about your sound. We tried to fix that earlier, but I thought it had gotten better. But they're saying it's very muffled. You're not using a speakerphone, correct?
No, I'm not. No. Hang on. I'll just try something else. One moment.
Okay.
Is that any better?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Right. Much clearer?
You might want to just keep it, yeah, keep the maybe the mouthpiece closer to your mouth, and then we'll just focus.
Okay.
And we'll pay attention.
Right underneath me. Can you hear it now?
No, I can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Right.
So,
okay. Sorry,
that's okay. I'm going to read you this question. This is from Alicia, and she's from Toronto. And she said, "Hello, Virginia. I'm suffering from food and chemical sensitivities all my life, and they seem to be getting worse as I get older. As Iram said, it is very restrictive to life activities and work choices. It would be great to leave these behind and find some energy again. Thank you so much." And I do want to announce before you answer this, Virginia, for everybody that, guys, Virginia is amazing at the clearings she does, but there are some times where she's able to address part of the issue and she needs more time with you in a private session perhaps. So in these, when I pick questions and when we connect with you on the call, it's going to be about maximum 3 to 5 minutes. That's all the time we have for individual calls. So please understand that. So whatever you can do to help Alicia, that would be great, Virginia.
Thank you, Iram. So can you hear me all right?
Yes, thank you.
Alicia, I'm just scanning you now, darling. And there are some deeper issues here. And as Iram has already said, I think that might have to be put to a different time and place where we can work in a longer way on this. Your body is presenting to me with a lot of energies that are not clear, and as a consequence we would need more time. So if you could connect with me either in Iram's forum in the Facebook site, and or if you PM me, that would probably be a better time. but right now, because of the amount of work that needs to be done with you, it can be done.
So there's
right? It can be done. Our packages do
wonderful
hold. Yeah, the MP3s. Yeah.
I was just going to say when we talk about the special offer that Virginia has, you can find out there are a couple of ways you can address this issue by the different offers that she has. So hopefully you'll be able to get help with that. There's another question. This one is from Liz. Again, this is also from Ontario. And she's saying, hi, Virginia. I have had several x-rays, MRIs for severe muscle thigh leg spasms. Now the specialists believe it could be some kind of an antibody attacking my nerves. Does your program help with these issues? And would you know if this is an entity? Thank you so much for any help you can offer.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, what was her name, please, Adam?
Let me go. Liz.
Liz, hi, Liz. I'm just scanning into you now. Yes, with the entities.
Mm-hmm.
They are definitely in there. And will my program be able to help you with this? My MP3? Once we have released the entities from your body, then we can go forward and do some work. And I would definitely suggest that you give me you connect into package B, which gives us the half hour to work together, because that would be the better way to go with it. But definitely the entities there, Liz.
Okay. I want to ask you about this, because this has been coming up a lot, Virginia, and as you and I have talked about this before, From Heartache to Joy is really the only telesummit that even holds a whole series on entity clearing. Because I've been seeing this a lot, the entity issue or the alien energy issue, alien implants, it seems like it's on the rise. It's happening a lot, and they're manifesting in people's lives as all kinds of blockages and issues, chronic patterns of dis-ease and disease. A lot of physical issues actually are rooted in a problem of an infestation, perhaps, of entities and alien energies. Can you talk about, you have a really interesting story about your encounter with entities yourself. Can we talk about that a little
bit? Thank you. Yes, I shall. It was really interesting because my first encounter with entities was when we were in Australia, and we had a healing group that we first encountered these entities then. And of course, in that time, I didn't have my team that are with me now. And it was actually physical. We had to actually physically pull the entity out of the body when they presented. And that was really, really hard work. Really, really hard work. One particular member of our team would fly around the bed, pulling on reflection now, of course, it's funny, but at the time it wasn't, pulling these entities out specifically. So it's been a long, long time since I've been working with entities, and everything has changed, of course, as it should do, because everything has evolved. But basically what's happening here now, is that it's like a frenzy. There's a frenzy going on. And as we see all the dreadful things that are happening in war over in the countries where it's happening, there's a frenzy going on. So the frenzy is also happening here in our so-called more peaceful world. And whenever we go into any emotions of anger, sadness, grief, depression, we bring those to us. They our auric field becomes weakened, and they come in that way. And as much as we ask for protection, sometimes it's too far gone. That's how they come in. And if I can just say
one thing,
if anything that I know, the only way you can stay out of being infected by entities or negativity, implant or anything that's negative, is by staying in a place of love. In a place of love.
So I'm gonna,
and it's not what we know.
I'm going to repeat this, Virginia, because you're very muffled again. I really want people to get this, that the only way you can stay clear of any of these entities and these inbounds and all these energies is to stay in a place of love. And I love that. You're absolutely right. The frequency of love is so high that it will automatically just detach and release any of these other lower form energies. Having said that, I also know that people that have had entity attachments for a very long time, it's almost like they are being controlled. Their emotions, their energies are being controlled in such a powerful way by these thought forms and energies that it's almost impossible for them to control their own energies. So in the beginning, if you need help, seek help. And once you get that help, you will be able to maintain that place of high vibration. So, Virginia, it's still very muffled. I don't know what's going on. Perhaps the best thing for us would be to actually do more experiential work today.
Can you hear any better now, Iram, or not?
No, it's not. It sounds like you are in a well far away.
Oh, dear, I am.
You sound like you're in another room or something. So maybe going back to that, it got better for a while, and now it's back to the same. It's really muffled. So I wanted to read you this question. This is from Sherry. It just broke my heart to read this question from her. This is from Sherry, and she said, "Hi, Iram and Virginia. I have tried many modalities to heal my body. I am basically a shut-in as it is difficult for me to walk. I believe my issues might be caused by entities. Can you scan me and see what is going on? My health issues are shutting down my life."
Oh, can you hear me, Iram?
Yes. Thank you. That's much better.
Oh, great. Am I clearer?
You are clearer, yes.
Magic. Okay. Sherry, as soon as I scan you, my darling, I pick up entities straight away. That is, there are many of them there. And once again, because your body has been compromised for such a long time, it would be trying to do a clearing right here and right now would probably not give you the solution that you're needing. So if you can, my thoughts get distorted when I come up against this negative energy. So Yvonne, do you think that we could do that triple heart breathe so that we can clear everybody's energy?
Yeah, let's do that. And can you explain just a little bit for our listeners what the clearing is for and how we can best get ready to receive this wonderful clearing?
Certainly. If you all just close your eyes and get into a comfortable position, and then I will talk through it, and this one in particular is about centering everyone, and then we will, at the same time, I'm going to get my guide to release all the entities that are presenting right here, right now.
So if I may interject, it seems like you're already starting the clearing work, because I know, having worked with you in the past, that when you are making these sighs and these sounds, that the energy is already, you're already working, you're already moving stuff, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So like Virginia said, let's be prepared, close your eyes, be in a heart-centered place. And guys, I have experienced this a lot of times whenever I have a speaker that's really gifted in healing entities and these types of energies, usually there's some kind of interference. Either the line keeps dropping or the sound quality gets bad. Like, you know, they're really good with the place where they can interfere a lot is technology. So this is their playing field. What I would say is don't let the mind interfere. just know that the energy works whether you can hear it, whether you can hear it, Virginia, or not. It doesn't matter. The energy is very powerful. It's going to work. So don't let that interfere with your ability to receive fully. Close your eyes with a very powerful intention that you are going to receive everything that is going to be a part of this clearing, and then let me know on the webcast how you feel afterwards, and we'll address those. If you have any questions or concerns, we'll address those with Virginia, okay? So I'm going to go on mute now, Virginia, and I will let you take over.
Thank you, thank you. So just get comfortable, everyone. Sit in a nice, comfortable place. And take a deep, deep breath. And as you do, you blow out all energies that are not of love within you. Blow out all and everything that is maybe making you anxious, maybe making you fearful of some sort. Just release and let that go. Take a deep, deep breath again. That's right. Now just release that out down through your grounding cord, down into Mother Earth, out your fingers and out your feet. One more deep breath in. And we do the same again. We release that down into Mother Earth. Oh, that's beautiful. It also brings you to a beautiful place of peace and calm. And into the center of your chest, which is where I want you to focus on right now. So come into the center of your chest. And as you do, I just want you to take a deep breath in now. And hold it to the count of three. One, two, three. Now breathe it out then through your mouth. That's good. I feel so much better now. In the center of your chest, I want you to see a crystal appear. Now that crystal is symbolic of your divine heart. You can see it as any color that you want it to be. For you are the creator of what we are about to do. And also, you may see it as any shape that you want it to be. That crystal sits in the middle of your chest now. See that crystal expand and until it occupies the whole of your chest area. From your navel to just below your throat and across your chest from the armpit to armpit. You may even see it as heart-shaped. It is your creation. At this time, my team say that they will just integrate all the heart holes that they encounter so that you have a wonderful experience. That's right, just see and feel all of your heart holes now just crumble and fall and go all the way down through your root chakra, down to Mother Earth. Oh, that feels good. That clearing just happened right then. Well done. Feel that energy now. That's right. Now drop down into your crystalline heart, into your divine heart, and feel its magnificence. This is your divine energy, the divine heart energy. Now with your thumb and your index finger on your right hand, I want you to click them together and say, triple heart. And the instant you invoke the triple heart, the shaft of golden light expands from the center of your chest and shoots up all the way to the heart of all that is. And shoots all the way down with the grounding root as well to the shaft into our Earth Star, into the heart of Mother Earth as well. So you have a golden shaft that runs all the way through the middle of you, connecting you to the heart of Mother Earth and connecting you to the heart of all that is. feel the sweetness of this energy in which you are immersed. Now see and feel this energy expand all the way out of you. Expand all the way out, approximately 8 feet on all sides, back and front, top and bottom, so you are totally encased in it. Sit in this energy now. Feel the magnificence of your divine energy. We now click the thumb and finger on our left hand, and we ask for a complete cleansing of our entire divine energy matrix in the certain place that you're living in, every parallel, concurrent, multidimensional, multi-universal, and other reality life that you are living in the eternal now. Back through time and space to your initial spark, which is your I Am Psyche. Now see before you a golden ball of liquid light, which is suspended before your heart. This golden ball instantaneously connects all our divine hearts and connects to a golden dome above all of us now. And you may envision this as an umbrella, beautiful golden dome umbrella, and it encompasses each and every one of us as it now connects us to the energies of my team. We are now cocooned in this energy, and nothing can penetrate or disrupt this energy we are sitting in. My team also wants you to know that this energy will go with you, whether it's on this live call that you're listening or on the replay. It will go with you for 7 days from today, and all healing that is needed will be accomplished in that time. Adam, thank you. We will leave it open for everyone until the end of the call, and then the energy will go with it. Can you hear me?
That was just beautiful. Thank you so much. Very, very powerful. Whew. That was really, really amazing. Thank you so much, Virginia. I want to go ahead and talk to our listeners and see what they experienced. Can you pick a number for me, please, between 1 and 50?
Sure. Let's go to number 33.
Number 33. So, yes, we're looking for feedback, and also if you have a specific question where you would like Virginia to quickly scan you and give you some quick answers, that would be fabulous. So number 33 is area code 704. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Iran. This is Rhonda. Can you hear me?
Hello, Rhonda. Yes, we can hear you clearly. Did you experience anything during the group clearing?
I did, and I still feel, I don't know, just vibrations going through, which is unusual for me, so that was a very powerful process with Virginia. Thank you.
Yes, yes, it was. You're very welcome. So how can we help you today, dear?
Just wanted to ask a quick question if Virginia could scan me and just check on heart walls, because I'm just noticing a lot of anger towards especially people that I'm close with, family, partner, spouse, and just not able, doing a lot of clearings, and it seems that I can't get beyond it.
Hi, Rhonda. Lovely for you to recognize.
Hi, Virginia.
You. I have to tell you when I scan you now, Nella, no, you don't, because that's what happens in the exercise. They disintegrated everyone's heart wall.
Awesome.
Did you hear me? Yeah.
I did.
Great. No, my darling, it is gone. Okay, your heart wall that you thought was there is now disintegrated. And remember what they said, there will be more healing within the next 7 days. Oh, they're still gathering me around you. The energy is so strong. explain more through that.
Yes.
The fine your hot rolls. And I say, you know, you don't have any hot rolls?
No, none at all.
You're good. Thank you for
Thank
asking.
Thank you so very That's much, Iram and Virginia.
You're so welcome. Thank you. This was so quick. How awesome. Please let us know. I want to know what happens to your anger. How do you react when you see those same people, okay?
I will definitely let you know, Iram. Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thanks, my dear. That was so powerful. Thank you. That was so quick. So not every time Virginia is going to need a full session with you because some things are very easily correctable. However, I know that, you know, that these types of issues can be quite debilitating in a person's life, especially if you get triggered immediately and you're acting out your anger. That is going to be creating a lot of rift, a lot of disharmony in Rhonda's life. So I'm so glad you got that relief. That is just so awesome. Let's pick another number, please, between 1 and 50.
Sure. I'm going to 32.
Ooh. 32 or 22?
22, darling, 22, double two.
Okay, so 22 is area code 613. 613. Okay. Oh, I hear someone. Hello? Okay, we're going to move on. Please make sure if your hand is raised that you keep yourself unmuted because you might miss out when we call out your name. So the next number in line is 505 area code. Hello?
Oh.
Hi, who's this?
Hello? This is Sherry.
Hi. Sherry. Well, is that the same thing we already worked on?
No.
Okay.
I just want to say before the clearing, I've just had this negativity that has just been pervading every aspect of my life. And after the clearing, oh, my goodness, the energy is just so much better, so much lighter.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Awesome. Amen. Yes, that was pretty amazing.
That is so cool.
If she could just take a quick look and scan, I have been unable to move forward in my life for the last 7 years. And I don't know what is holding me back. It's like I make a step forward and it's like hitting a brick wall. So if she could scan and see if there's anything that is.
Let me just have a look, Sherry, for you. Can you hear me right?
Okay. Yes.
Sherry, I get a lot of congestion in your energy body.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me that, you see, when you're clear, when you are a clear vessel, you have magic doors open for you. Magic happens in your life. So what I'm getting here is that your energy bodies are not clear. There's a lot of congestion there. And a lot of that is holding you back from going forward. So if I can, this is what I do, and this is magic about the packages that you will find, is that they will help to open you up and take you forward instead of keeping you stagnant and holding you back. Because there's nothing more frustrating than that, is there? It's so frustrating.
It's
so this is what I'm getting. your energy bodies are needing to see it. There's a lot of congestion there. And as a consequence, it's holding you back from going forward and being all that you can be. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Okay, darling.
And you can just feel it. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Sherry. And thank you for the lovely feedback you gave us.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So much.
Beautiful. Yep. Keep us posted, please, Sherry. Virginia, we have quite a few questions on the webcast, a lot of comments. People just loved that beautiful triple heart clearing. It's a lot of people talking about not that they had never been able to feel energy before, but they felt it this time. That's what our last caller also said. So this really was some really, really powerful energy. And wow, just a ton of comments. A lot of people saying they yawned a lot. A lot of people reported that their eyes filling up with tears, a lot of heat releasing through the body. Just beautiful, beautiful comments. Another person said, Julie said, I am filled with golden love and my heart is full and I feel connected. This was just such a beautiful, wonderful triple heart protective cocoon. Just tons of amazing comments that are just pouring in. And now a lot of people also sending in their comments about questions regarding, you know, healing requests and requests for scanning. One in particular caught my eye because she's a mother of a son that is suffering from depression, and she would love to get some answers for him. So let's address that. Let's say somebody like that purchases a session with you. Are they able to utilize that for family members? And then especially family members that may not be actively involved in the clearing themselves.
But absolutely, yes. You see what we can do, too. She is the mother of the child. And we work as a proxy. We work as a proxy in a proxy situation. So, yes, we can help.
What if it's not a mother? What if it's another relation, like a sister or a sibling? What if it's a partner?
We always ask if it is for the highest of that person. And, you know, with the energies that I work with, Iran, I am getting always now because they want things to move on. The stagnation is over. It's finished. It's time for us to go forward and to stand in our power, you know, and this is what they want to do. They want to clear it all. It doesn't matter anymore. Those are old paradigms. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense. I want to quickly ask you a question because there's quite a few people that are talking about how they have had to seek medical treatment for so many different issues that they've had. And I want to reiterate here, guys, by no means are we saying that this is an alternative to medical treatments. If you're under the care of a doctor, please remain so and make sure that you are understand that you are fully responsible for your own health and well-being. However, there are people that are talking about the fact that they've had to be on medications, they're taking pills. Some of them have had to have tests done, radiation, all kinds of stuff, especially people that have dealt with cancer. And you actually, I love that in your work, like when I was going for my MRI, you did not say to me, no, Iram, don't do it because you're going to be exposing your brain to all this harmful radiation. You just said, well, why don't we just take care of the harmful effects of radiation on your brain and just transmute that? And I loved it because I wanted my answers. I wanted to be clear. You know, I've had background in science and pre-medical. I needed to see that in black and white. And I loved having the option of, you know, being able to use the most advanced in medical technology and still not have to deal with the side effects that come with it. Can you talk a little bit about that, how your energy work actually makes that possible?
Absolutely. Well, as we all know, radiation of any kind, chemotherapy, any X-ray, they are harmful to our bodies. This is a fact. Science tells us so. And so what we do with my team is we alchemize that and we change the molecular effects of it. In fact, what I do is whenever you play these MP3s, be mindful that when you do, not only is it changing the effect of what is happening in your body, but it's affecting also the energies of whatever is being put into your body, and it goes back to when it was first manufactured. Does that make sense? So it's not only for you that this is going to be working, but it's actually working for others as well. Does that make sense, Yvonne?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for explaining that. Yeah.
Yeah, because this is really important. So when you're in a hospital situation, if you're getting any kind of intravenous,
you're getting muscles again, Rich.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Can you hear me now?
Yes,
yeah, I'm getting
you.
Too far.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll move it.
So whenever we have any kind of intervention, medical intervention, this takes care of it, and it takes care of the side effects as well. But not only for you, but for all the people that are receiving the same dosage when it was mass manufactured as you are. So you're doing many wonderful things as well.
I love this next question, Virginia, because this one is regarding relationships. And I will request that you scan and answer from Julianne also. She's the one asking this question. This is regarding her marriage. And she's wondering if there are entities causing trouble between her and her husband. And I just love this question because in my experience, what I have found is that is one of the most favorite things that these entities and alien thought forms love to do. They're pranksters. A lot of them are just pranksters. And they love causing disharmony in relationships because we are, as human beings on this planet, we are social animals. Some of our most profound healing and growth comes from our social interaction and our relationships. And I believe there is no relationship that is more transformative and healing than that one with your partner or your spouse. So, yes, there are usually a lot of entities attacking relationships or keeping people in a place of, you know, being single and lonely. But this question is from Julianne and Sam from Toronto. And they're saying, I think there are entities trying to cause trouble in my relationship with my husband. Could these entities be stuck to me or to my husband or maybe in our house?
Oh, Julianne, I've just scanned you. And yes, my darling, you do. And I've just scanned Sam. And yes, he has as well. And you must take into consideration, too, that wherever that is happening, it will be in the house, in the home. So that when the home is infected, or if you can call it that, it's a sort of a soup of entities all trying to create mischief in your life. Yes.
So just for clarity, if Julianne were to seek your help, would she need a session for herself and for Sam, or just in one session they can address the issue? And what about getting the house cleared?
The house can be cleared, so there's an MP3 there for the house hearing, as you know. There's also an MP3 for the entity hearing as well. That was item one. So it's very possible they can go to that, or if they wanted a little bit more and have a half hour with me, then that's package C. But yes, package A has both.
So you can address all of that in package B. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
very good. Let's go ahead and go back to our live callers because there's long lines still waiting. And then I want to just go ahead and talk about your package because a lot of the questions on the webcast are now coming in regarding the package, so I want to make sure we address those as well. So let's talk to pick a number for me, please, Virginia, and I will unmute that.
I'm going to go to number one,
Okay, number one. Yes. Let's do number one, and that is area code 613. Who is that?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Wilma.
Hello, Wilma. How are
you? Hi. I'm fine. We had a technical glitch a few minutes ago, and I don't understand how I went from one number to the other, so thank you.
That is so cool that you made the number one.
I know.
One. You were meant to be picked today.
Yes, thank you so much. Virginia, I'm the one that had won one of the actual backstage passes, but technology, the Skype blew up and the Facebook message page blew up, so we didn't do anything yet. Yes, so now I was so upset that, oh my goodness, you call my name and can't hear me. So with me, I'm wondering if you can scan me for my diminished eyesight and finances. And I actually do feel a lot lighter since you did that process earlier.
Oh, beautiful. So what was your diminished eyes and what was the other?
Financial struggle. Well, I shouldn't say struggle. I should say rock bottom.
Issues.
Yeah. Issues. There you go.
Yes. Because, we must always be aware of the words that we use. Yes. I'm sure you've heard that many times.
But we do it anyway, don't we? We express ourselves these ways, and then we try to take them back. Is it, yeah? Let me have a look. Is there a problem with your sight at all, Wilma?
With my eyesight, yes, that's the problem. I went from having perfect eyesight to needing glasses almost overnight, and just kept getting the glasses, stronger prescription over the years until I came to the awareness that I created this on some level. And then the financial downfall was afterwards.
Yeah. What I'm getting here, what I'm picking up with your eyes, is that it goes behind the eyeball itself. It's the connection into the brain that there is a problem in that connection to the brain is what I'm picking up with this now. And
can we release that now, or is that something that's going to take?
Well, give it a go, shall we?
Yeah, I felt while you were breathing deeply that something. Like some energy was passing through me at that precise time.
Yeah, okay, great. So, Wilma, do you know the Ho'oponopono at all? Do you know
yes, I do.
You? I'm sorry, forgive me.
Yes, and I've used that. Yes, I've used that many times. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I've played with the different wording of it. Yes.
Go into your heart space. Go into the heart.
Okay.
Divine heart of yours. And just say it quietly. And just. Your attention is on your eyes, okay? And let's see what we can do here.
I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Please forgive me.
Wilma?
Mm-hmm.
They tell me that it will be ongoing, a healing for you, for your eyes.
Okay.
Did you feel any energy moving around then? Did you feel any shift of energy?
I didn't feel any energy around my eyes, but I felt a lot of energy in my throat, my upper body, my chest. So almost in that core area was a lot of... movement.
Was that just now when we were doing this?
Yes, while you were doing it. And I don't know if you noticed while I was trying to quietly say it, again, the phrases switched for me. Like I did four. I knew I had to do four. I was guided to do four. And then when I went to do the fifth one, the phrases switched again. And that happens a lot when I'm doing Ho'oponopono.
What I'm getting here is what they've done is they're moving stuff around your body. They're shifting and clearing things in your body that are directly actually affecting your eyes, believe it or not. All right?
Okay.
So there's a lot of stuff that's happening. It's what you don't want to see. Oh, there you go. That's a confirmation. It's what you're not wanting to see. And moving that and shifting that and clearing it out of your energy matrix. So that you have, it's better. It's more clear. There's got to be more clarity for you.
I think now there's a lot, yeah, now there's a lot in the back of my head. I'm feeling it now in the back of my head as you're talking and breathing.
So just keep us informed on that. And I've got a funny feeling that when this is all said and done, that your finances will pick up.
Awesome.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Wilma.
Thanks.
Thank you, my dear. Thanks.
Thank you, Wilma. Best of luck.
So that kind of answers one of the questions that was on the webcast. Somebody wanted to know, hi, can this package help me with financial prosperity and career? when you have a block, when something, any kind of energy is blocking your abundance, then of course it will help. Another person wants to know, can this help with fertility issues?
Oh, interesting that you should say that. Because when I was in Ireland, I had a young lady come to me wanting to have a child, and you wouldn't believe it, that the very next day she was pregnant. The very next day.
I love it.
Very next
love
day.
It.
I couldn't believe it. But I knew. My guide told me it was done. And so it was such a blessing. Yeah, such a blessing.
Thank you for sharing that. I love that.
Yeah.
I think, Virginia, a lot of people have questions. Let's go ahead and talk about your special offer. A lot of people have already, they couldn't wait. They already jumped in because we opened the offer over the weekend. And there are some people that are new to our summit, so I want to just make sure you guys, all of you, understand that when we introduce a new healer, there are some early bird specials that are only offered one time only. Never again will you see these prices. These are deeply discounted initial introduction prices. We request from these amazing healers that, because our audience hasn't worked with them before, we do send out beta tests. So if you're part of our VIP group on Facebook, you get these free sessions from these healers when they're first being introduced, before they're actually brought onto the show. We ask our audience to work with them, their complimentary sessions, and then we get feedback from our audience, and based on that, we decide who we're going to be hosting and on our show. So Virginia, of course, got amazing feedback. People absolutely loved her. She has had great testimonials. You can read some of them on this special offer page that I'm just going to announce in a minute, where people have reported incredible life-changing situations, like what she just talked about, the lady that got pregnant immediately after the clearing. Other people have reported alien entity release has been a really, really big one. And then other people reported improvement in their abundance, in their financial situation, in their relationships, and a lot of testimonials on physical healing and removal of symptoms and stuff like that. So just a word of caution, heads up for you guys that are new, that when we are doing these early bird specials, once they are gone, they are gone. You will never see that price again. There are always a limited number of sessions that we offer under this pricing. So make sure that if you're resonating with Virginia, then don't wait, because this will be gone very quickly. And also remember, if you want to get the session, the sooner you have the package, the sooner you can make your appointment and get your time with Virginia. So this offer is available at orderjoynow.com/Virginia12. And I'll repeat that slowly again. It's orderjoynow.com/VIRGINIA12. On the webcast and on the replay, you will just press the special offer button. Now, I am super excited. When Virginia and I were working together for putting this package together, she is just so generous. She just kept throwing this stuff in, like, okay, I think this would help too, Iram, and I think this would help too. And her package A is incredible. It addresses all of the issues we've been talking about, whether it's food intolerances, if you want to clear out radiation from your body, entity release. There are tons of things, and I'm going to let her explain these, but I am super excited because just with package A, if you want to really create a serious change in your energy, package A alone can accomplish that. It's a really powerful, powerful package. After a long time, I've seen such a great, strong offer at such a price. So anyway, Virginia, I'm going to let you take over and explain these beautiful packages that you have put together for us, please.
Thank you, Ram. Thank you very much. So my main focus to all of you that are listening on this Tele Summit is about coming into your core and to clear yourself out so that you can clear your life of clutter. It's really as simple as that. When you clear yourself, you clear out all of the clutter that you're holding that's keeping you from going forward. So the first one is item one, and that's all about entities and implant extraction. And what is not mentioned there is it also repairs the auric field on all of your energy bodies. Every energy body that you have has an aura, and this also repairs all of those because they also become distorted or have a tear in them because of the interplay of the entities in and out of us all the time. So that is what this particular one does. It not only releases entities and implants and all other parasites as well, because we also have etheric parasites, implant parasites, but it also helps to repair the etheric field in all of the energy body, and it cleanses out all cellular memory of those entities or implants that were in there. You are then filled with a liquid golden light into those very places, and it brings you optimum health where the nasties have been. So that one is the item one, which is the entities. And as I said before, the only way that I know to be completely free of entities at any time is to be in a place of love. That's it. Item two is the optimum chakra key health for clarity and well-being. And you know, we all, in just about every one of us healers, has some kind of a chakra package. But what you don't realize, and so I think we've come to the realization that we are able to, chakras are just chakras, but they're much more than that. Because every chakra is connected to an endocrine gland. And every endocrine gland is then connected to every organ, bone, teeth, limbs, brain, your nervous system in your body. So when the chakras are unblocked, it's magical. Everything is clear. You become a clear vessel. But when your chakras are blocked, imagine the impact this is having on your physical body. So to all those lucky people that asked the questions earlier on, this is all part of that clearing out of you so that you can become a clear vessel and no longer have those pains, aches and pains and debilitating illnesses that are going on in your body. Item three is all about the ascendant point, and this one helps you to bring it back to where it should be, to place it back into its optimum level so that you have a great, you get some great harmony in your body. Once again, it clears and cleans and rebalances your energy and bounces back in that place. Then we have releasing past lives through the grace of the Lord of Karma. I have been really blessed to work with the Lord of Karma for some years now, and we have a very strong relationship, and it's only through this that I have been given the grace to release individual past lives, and I am honored to be able to work with it. And they also want us to do this more and more, because when we clear ourselves, our beautiful planet gets cleared as well. And so that is, I feel, an obligation of each one of us that live upon her surface. Item five, that's all about healing the past and freeing your cellular memory or your ancestral, the garbage that comes down out through our bloodline. This MP3 will give you clarity. Again, back to the core and consequently your DNA. So you are no longer carrying your ancestors' mistakes or burdens that they didn't even realize that they were putting in place for us further down the line. So here we are, when we come into this system, we don't realize that the past lives and the ancestry that we have is clouding us even more. So with these MP3s, this clears all that out on your system and frees you up from all that they have handed down to us, their legacy. Item six is about clearing your environment, house, your land, your cars, animals, and furniture, and goodness knows whatever else that you can think of, because life throws enough at us without even a step to tip a book out for. So this MP3 will result in you walking around your home or office or in other places that you may know and have to be in, and know that it is clear. And also our cars, when we go down the road and we use our cars, we walk a lot. You imagine the places that you're going to. You're retrieving children from school, all their outside activities, you go back and forth to work. So we're picking up entities all the time. And so this is what it does. It cleans out everything from furniture our TVs, everything. Diabetic stress. This is known as earth sickness, and I don't know whether very many of you are aware of it. I came across this very strongly in Ireland because I have a lot of underground streams. They have a lot of water there. And I can honestly tell you, for all the houses that I scanned, I think there were two houses that didn't have any geopathic stress. Everyone else did. It was quite debilitating. And the illness that goes with that, the unsettledness, the children, how it affects their health, and our health as well, adult health as well. So that's what this particular MP3 will do. It will clear all that from your house and give you, again, freedom to move forward and to stop from your energy bodies from powdered up in power. Technopathic stress. Once again, we are dealing with electrical energy, electrical appliances in our houses, and we're always wanting every latest gadget that we can get our hands on. But little do we realize that we are being subject to an energy that is very deceiving and is very deceptive about how it works in our bodies. Because we can't see it, it's still working in a very insidious way. So that the MP3 will free of all that is not working to your optimal health, and it will leave you free to explore who you truly are. Once again, we come back to our core. All this is about coming back to our core, we coming back to who we are. Item 9 is about optimizing and optimizing GMO foods. So in this case, we know that we are not eating the optimal foods for our best health. And in this empathy, this will do just that for you. So no more stressing about what you're eating from buying this item. This is all done for you, and you can have peace of mind. But we all know that GMO foods are such a terrible rap these days, and none of us want to eat it. But we don't know if it's actually happening, whether we're actually eating GMO foods or not, because not everything is labeled. So that's just what this package will do for you. This is an MP3. It will clear all that is not of the highest good for your body. We come to food intolerances now. Wheat, gluten, dairy, yeast. All of these things take their toll on our bodies. They are debilitating. And so once again, this gets optimized, and its molecular structure is changed so that it works at its optimal best for your body. You can feel confident that when you have played with this, when you play this, your food will be optimized and optimized. And also, if you're invited out, don't forget that your intention is very strong. So if you're going to go out somewhere for food, you play it before, or you can play it during your journey there in a car, and this will be your protection. So this will already go ahead of you and change that structure of the food, not only for yourself, but for everybody else. And now that it's just so exciting, because there's so much that can be done with it. Once again, we're talking about liquids, whether it be water or tea or coffee, wine, any of those things. It's, you know, we're drinking liquid all the time in all different forms. In this particular case, the texture and the taste will change completely to a more velvety and mellow taste. It just takes on a whole different body when it's alchemized. And I just love it because it just changes everything. And you know, at least when you're playing that, and you know when you have this tool, that it will help with this change that you need. We come to this item 12, which is about medications, tablets, capsules, and tinctures or cough medicines sometimes. I know that every time I buy vitamins, or if there's any medicine that's prescribed, or any ointments, any cough mixtures you can use, this for children's medicines, because we know a lot of them contain alcohol and goodness knows what else. So when you use this particular MP3, just know and be assured that you can change that structure of any kind of medicine that you have to take. And it's just knowing and feeling that confidence within yourself that the skin, this is your weapon, so to speak. Now, remember that all of the alchemized MP3s can be played at home or in the car before you're going out or when on the journey. They are only 16 minutes, but the intention is that they work for you when you consume the food that you need
changing your optimum health. All these MP3s, I am told, when they are played, they will radiate out from you, and you will be the ripple in the pond. So these MP3s will radiate to approximately 16 foot, so 16 feet around you, and all the food that's in that vicinity will be alkalized and alkalized. So not only are you doing good for yourself, but you're also doing good for everyone else that's in that 16 foot radius. And this is something that I really want to stress, that when you play these MP3s, make it your intention that this energy goes out from you. You then become the ripple in the pond, and that helps everyone else that is in need of the same. So you're doing some beautiful life work as well as helping yourself when you're playing these MP3s. Now, the next item is the bonus, which is the Facebook site, and then we have bonus number two, which is a shortened version of the GMO food MP3, and also bonus three is the shortened version of the food intolerance, and bonus four is a shortened version of the geopathic stress. So that's lovely. Now, item number 13, this is about radiation, alchemizing radiation. X-rays, microwave, MRI scans, CT scans, chemotherapy, and everything that is we know that we need. The medical association tell us that we need these. And or if we don't do them, if we don't subject ourselves to them, they have a way of not cooperating, perhaps. Should I say that? Not cooperating with you for your best interest. But I do believe that if we do need those, that we can alchemize it, just like Ivan said earlier on. And so this very important MP3 has been infused with the strongest of energies because its subject matter, which is all the radiation, etc., are a necessary evil, as the saying goes, and as a consequence, we are still stuck in the mindset. But thankfully, some emphasis is being given to the benefits of hemp and that alternative medicine, and the magic that that does for our bodies. In the meantime, this MP3 will clear and alchemize all harmful components of any of these treatments to the optimal health of those who have to undergo those treatments, eradicating the harmful effect of that. And item 14 is, of course, a karma cleanse from our beautiful Lords of Karma. I've had the honor of working with them, as I said earlier, and being the facilitator for this work. And our connection is very strong and trusted, and the Lord of Karma asks only that people step up and get themselves clear at this special time in the planet's energy shift. Right now is the time for this to take place. Remember, when you are clear and you clear Mother Earth, you help her complete her journey quickly. So what a gift you give to yourself, and not only having to come back, you don't have to come back to repeat another lesson like this, unless you choose to. You choose to. No one else does. So when all is said and done, when you've cleared your karma, you don't have to come back on this planet. But you're also working outward in so many ways, helping Mother Earth and others as they traverse their journey as well. So I think that might be me. Thank you, Liran. I think I'm finished on that one. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am here. Thank you so much. I was reading questions on the webcast. Thank you so much for explaining that. I want to go over some of these questions regarding the package.
Can I just do one more thing, darling, please? Just one thing more. I just want to say this. This goes for all of these MP3s in this package. It's the magic of how energy works, is that we can touch others with healing just by our thoughts of helping all those around you. Your intention is so powerful. So, for instance, the clearing of the tea and the coffee and the wine, it is programmed to go back to the place where they were grown, to the tea and the coffee plantations, to the vineyards, to the land where they were grown,
to the people who grew them, and to all those who handled them until it got put before you on the table. To all those people, the land and transport are included in this clearing and healing for all they are needing individually. This is how you become the ripple in the pond. This is how you come back to your core. Because when your intention is focused on this clearing and healing, you reinforce this healing for them and yourself. And that is so magical. So there's so much more to this than meets the eye. It goes back and it clears so much. And not just what's in front of you, it goes back to where it was from.
I love that. Can you perhaps share a few success stories that people have experienced with you, Virginia, especially as it relates to some of the items in the package?
I've had some amazing results from some people. The entity thing is constant. I'm constantly finding that I have to do entity clearing, and people actually. Oh, I think I was telling you about that lady in about the Australian experience. I remember this time when lovely young girl who was very spiritually active. She ended up in a mental institution. And a friend of hers brought her to us to ask to take these entities out. And she was lying on the table, Sister Elaine. She was very lucid, and she seemed quite clear. And she was telling us that she really didn't need this help because she was fine. Then as we ignored her because we looked beyond that, she started to get agitated. And she was actually at the stage, Iram, where, like in The Exorcist, she was off the table, and the words that were coming out of her mouth weren't very nice. Long story short, she was cleared of the entities, and she said to us then that all those people that she was with in that institution all had entities coming out of their ears, so to speak, filled with entities.
Mm.
So she said if it could only clear them out, you know, that would be magical.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing.
Thank you
for sharing that.
That's right. There's that wonderful wonderful story with my friend in Australia, the clairvoyant, the Ego Testimonial, where she actually saw her own meaning. It's fascinating from making so much of you. And of course, all these burnt up in me. But Susan, I connected with her, and first of all, this time we did was with the brain, a little bit like yours, but hers was much more insidious. Yours was fine, and she was getting very bad headaches, terrible headaches, and so when I scanned it. I came up against that dreadful energy. She couldn't, for years, she hasn't been able to drive properly. She hasn't been able to find herself around because of the blockages and the fogginess in her brain. And when I was scanning her, her eyes told her aneurysm. Straight away, it came aneurysm. Anyway, long story short, we cleared that all away, and she suddenly realized that she had been very foggy brain, but all of a sudden she had this clarity that came on her. And she was ecstatic about that. And Mercury is another thing that I'm able to clear, which I haven't put it in one of these packages either. Because we all know, especially those of us that have teeth that have the Mercury filling, that it affects your body. There's no two ways about it. It affects your body. So her seeing those amazing rods going up into her head and into her brain, which really told her how toxic the body was. So we cleared all that out anyway, long story short. That was all done. I did a healing with one of your wonderful ladies. She might have had her hand up because she wanted to talk she wanted to give a verbal testimonial for me. And Chris, we did some work together. There's a backstage art. And literally, Ron, the energy was so palpable, and I knew when I was working with her, I knew we had a miracle happening right there in that place. It was just, it was electric. And yet at the same time, it was peaceful. You know, this amazing miracle that was taking place before us. Both of us knew, that this was happening. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, the end result is that she has no more pain. She has no more pain in her hand because she had possibly 24/7 and she couldn't go to sleep or all of those things. So, yeah, beautiful.
Mm. There's a lot of noise in the background. I don't know what it is. Maybe the maybe there's a mic that you're moving or touching. Something, there's just a lot of interference in the background, just so you know.
I'm so sorry. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. And what we're going to do now is let me go over some of these questions.
Sure.
So a lot of people wanting to know, can we play these MP3s on silent? Will we receive the same benefits, or do we need to play them up, play them with volume up?
No, not at all. Absolutely silent is fine, because energy is energy. It doesn't matter. But it's loud or quiet, it's energy. It's being infused with this amazing, strong energy from my
beautiful.
Team. Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you. We just have very little time left, so I'm trying to hurry through the answers. Another person, we've already answered this question, but I want to address it again because there might be people that didn't hear it the first time. Somebody said, I just bought package B for my son. To work remotely, can that be done? If the session is for a person that's not present.
Absolutely. Oh, gotcha. Yes. I love doing long distance eating. I love doing absent eating. Yes. It's very strong.
Beautiful.
It's having a person. Yeah.
Okay. There's another really good question. What is the range of distance that these MP3s will have an effect on? For example, if I play it on a loop at night, will everyone sleeping in the house be affected by it?
My question is, do they want everybody in the house to be affected by it?
So if they want everybody to be affected by it, intention is everything. I do that a lot
indeed.
Because I want my daughters to receive the energy, so yes, I do that. next question. Are the MP3s more like guided meditations, like she did the process she did with us, or are they recordings we listen to passively?
Yes, it's just it's white noise with a little bit of harmony, but yes, it's just voice. It's not there's no words spoken.
Beautiful. Thank you for answering that. And then Sherry says, how many times should we expect to listen to the MP3s in order to be cleared?
Well, initially, you're going to have a 7-day umbrella of the energies from my team. So I would at least do it twice a day with that energy still around you, at least twice a day.
Twice a day. Okay, beautiful.
Yes.
And I want to address some people are wondering, they bought Package A already and they want to upgrade to Package B. Please email our support team right away because if you want to upgrade to Package B, whenever you send in that request, usually the emails are time stamped, and we will only honor the request time, whatever price it's on, that's what we will honor. Because once we are sold out of the packages at that tier, we can't do anything. So if you want to upgrade, you have to email support. They will refund your Package A, and you will have to repurchase Package B. And then a few other people reported there was some kind of an issue with scheduling. I have forwarded your emails, your comments to our customer support. They're going to be working on it. When you access the calendar, pretty much all of these calendars go off of your IP address. So whatever address your IP, your computer is showing, they're going to go off of that, and it's going to be reflected. Your time zone is going to be reflected. So whatever appointment you got is based on your time zone. But you can also email Virginia directly to confirm. Another question, Virginia,
Sorry, Donna, can I also say that I am in GMT time? They must remember that.
I'm sorry?
I'm in GMT time?
The scheduler will show them their time zone, typically. So another question is, can this package help, or can you help someone that has chronic fatigue?
Chronic what? Sorry? Chronic fatigue. Has that person, if I get a name, I will know what that person with chronic fatigue is actually, there's more to them.
No, there's no name. Virginia, this is anonymous, okay. Actually.
Can it be chronic fatigue? Let me ask my guys.
They're wanting to know if they got a package or a session with you, will they get help on chronic fatigue?
Yes. My guys just told me yes, okay. My team. Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So I think we addressed most of these questions. And let's go back. We don't have a whole lot of time. I want to see if we can maybe unmute another caller and work with them. If you guys have more questions regarding the package, please make sure you send them in through the webcast. All righty. So, Virginia, do you have another number for me, please?
11. Thank you very much, Jerome.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. All right. Number 11 is 503 area code. 503,
hello?
You're on. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hi, this is Kristen. Hi.
Hello, Kristen. What's going on?
I really enjoyed the meditation. I felt a lot of energy moving, and it helped clear some of what I was working on. So I've been doing a lot of energy work, and I'm still having a lot of difficulty with sort of anxiety and depression, and also sleeping at night. Can you help with any of that?
Okay, let me just have a look. Hang on, darling, hang on. How long have you been in the home you're in, Nadia?
About 2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
And did you feel like this before that? Or was it been since you've been in the house?
I did feel like this before that. I was sort of homeless for a while, so I was moving around all of the time. So it was always in somebody else's energy. But I maybe haven't cleared this energy well enough at this house.
There are definitely entities that you're holding. And let's just see what we can do here for you. All right. You know the whole Ho'oponopono? Do you know I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, thank me?
I forget exactly how it goes.
Don't worry. Just go into your heart
okay.
space and just connect with the energy of Ho'oponopono, okay? And your intention is that we do the healing for you today. You should have felt a change in the energy then. How are you feeling?
Yeah, all right. I felt some things moving. It was a little disorienting.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy moving around and out of you. A lot of clearing is going on. Entities, the first ones. Your system, your energy matrix has become very clogged, and as a consequence, this is why you find yourself in that position that you do. But, you know, you're not on aha. There was a clearing. I don't know whether you felt that or not, but there was a clearing. But you're not on your own line, okay? So you need to go in and connect into that core of Him, that part of you that is your divine heart, and just take all your troubles there. Just take whatever it is that is an issue for you. Put it in that place. And remember, you've got 7 days that this energy is with you, through and with you. So when you do, like when you finish with this phone call now, just go in and ask my team to help you to clear. Oh, that's better. That's better. All that you are. Okay.
All right.
I hope that you get some feedback on this, my dear, because it's important, and I want you to be as clear as you possibly can so you can go forward. But that's all of that is just holding you back, as you know. All right.
Okay. All right, great.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Let me check. Sadia from Toronto says, please, Aram, tell her I love her. I just wanted to say that. That is so sweet. Thank you for sending that message. Lots of people still talking about energy moving, and actually I'm still feeling it too. I'm still feeling a lot of energy moving in my scalp. So that is awesome. I think we have just a few minutes left. Let's see if we can work with one more caller. Can you pick another number for me, please?
Yes. 25.
Number 25 is area code 403.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. What's going on, hon?
Hi, yeah. Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I've loved all the information you've been offering, Virginia. I've had some abscessed teeth and have been attempting to clear up this infection naturally. I'm a health practitioner as well, and have been using homeopathics and so on. And I'm just wondering if you could scan and if there's anything that you can possibly clear out for me.
All right, Ashley. First of all, darling,
I bought your package as well.
All right, darling. You have a lot of entities around in you. So let's just clear that out first, okay?
Okay.
I don't know whether you felt any energy just then, but yeah, it just snapped. They all went somewhere to the light.
Yay, thank you. Yeah, I felt a little something in my ears. It's kind of the same feeling I get when I feel energy around me, like, you know, good energy too. But thank you very much. Anything else for me to do?
Give me a moment, darling. You've also got implants, okay?
I didn't know that,
okay.
But I kind of suspected.
Yeah, so I'm really glad that you brought that package on. Okay, good. And let's just have a look at your teeth. Okay. We're going to do a clearing.
Okay.
On your teeth now.
Okay.
Do we have time to get that on?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I want you to go. Do you know the Ho'oponopono, darling?
I do, yes.
Okay, go into your heart space.
Okay.
And just let my guide you. And just say the Ho'oponopono and concentrate, focus on your teeth.
Okay.
Actually, tell me what you're feeling now. What's going on there?
I feel warm. Yeah, I feel really warm and kind of tingly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Do you feel anything happening within your jaw? Can you see that?
Well, you know, here's the thing, Virginia. I've never really felt any pain. I've had some sensitivity in my gut, and I keep incredibly good care of my teeth. They think it might be a bone issue, obviously. I'm quite tiny, maybe a hormone issue. But anyways, so I haven't really had a whole lot of pain. It's just what the x-rays are showing, and they're saying, God, we can't believe you're not having pain. But I'm a very healthy person as well.
Yes, obviously. So there's something going on that's quite deep in your
Yes.
They will answer that for you for the next 7 days. So just give us some information or, you know, feedback when if and when anything happens for you. But number one, there were a lot of entities and I could pick it up even before you came in on the phone call.
Oh, beautiful.
We must be careful. We must look after ourselves because when we open ourselves too much, we take on board all of these energies that are not serving us. And they play mischief. They start havoc in our energy field. And then they shut us down. They start to work in insidious ways that stop us from doing all that we should be. Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's all right, huh? You've got lovely energy, so you want to keep it that way. All right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, gratitude and love to both of you. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Well.
Thank you. You do have very beautiful energy.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and mute you. I just want to address, there was some kind of a glitch in the system where even after the package was bought, it was asking for payment before you could book. That is a glitch that Chris is fixing right now. So you actually don't need to email us. We're already aware of it. That is being fixed right now. So, there should be no additional fee after you buy package B. If it is showing up, it's just a glitch, and we are correcting that. Everybody will get an email when that is done. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. And, guys, we are pretty much out of time. This has just been so fabulous. Virginia, it was so good having you on the show. It was a joy to be able to introduce you to our audience. And thank you so much for everything that you have done in bringing this amazing package for us. I do want to give a heads up to everybody that we are almost out of first-tier pricing. That early bird discount that I talked about is almost gone. So you want to make sure that you jump in now while we still have it, because once it's gone, we will not be able to do anything about it. However, here's the question I want you guys to consider. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in this whole paradigm of scarcity, and we wonder about what it is that we are willing to do, how much we are committed as far as our own healing is concerned. As you guys heard from many people today in the testimonials, what they were talking about, how their lives changed, and all the other amazing results that our listeners had while they were still on the phone lines. And those were just 2 to 3 minutes with Virginia, maximum 5 minutes. And what if you could have a session with Virginia or use her package A to really start healing and clearing the energies that have been blocking you, no matter which area it is? If you could live a life where you no longer had those blocks, who would you be? How would you show up? How would your life look different? You know, when I consider my life, just a few short years ago, in 2012, my life looked very, very different. And I am a huge fan of energy healing. I am a huge fan of constantly investing in myself, and self-work and inner work. And today my life truly looks completely different. I have seen this type of clearing change even your astrology. You know, I was talking to my astrologer who's been with me for 7 years, and that's one of the things he mentioned, that, you know, he's done astrology for almost 50 years now. And I asked him, can astrology be changed? And he said, absolutely. Your astrological chart changes when you change in a dramatic way. That is how powerful this stuff can be. We're talking about clearing stuff that is in your genetic lineage, where you not only heal your ancestral lineage, but also your future generations, all through the timeline. That's what Virginia's energy is offering you, that you can clear not only your own energy, but the land, the space you occupy, the environment that you're in, through all time and space.
Can you imagine how powerful that kind of healing is, and that we today have access to something like this? It's amazing. It just blows my mind, and I get so excited because the possibilities are just huge. One of us, just one of us in this amazing community of From Heartache to Joy listeners, when one person creates a pretty, significant change in their own energetic field, they start resonating at a different energy. When you come to these calls and you are resonating at a different energy, you are affecting everybody as they're listening. Isn't that so cool? I just love that. So I am super excited. I really encourage you to take that moment to really just go in, connect with yourself. The question I asked you to really envision what your life would be like if you no longer had to deal with any of these blocks that are making you frustrated and unhappy in life today. Because I am here to tell you without a shadow of doubt that you deserve every happiness that you desire. It is your birthright, and that is what God, Source, Universe, desperately wants you to have. And maybe that's why you're on the call today, because this is a message you were meant to receive. Always trust your inner guidance. Always ask yourself, do I resonate with this information? And if you do, take the action. Honor yourself by taking the action and saying yes. Nothing trumps action. Action trumps everything else. You take action, the energy opens up, the universe is then free to just flood you with the best gift that it's been waiting to give you. So I can't wait to hear about your results. I live for this kind of stuff. I just love, love, love hearing your success stories and hearing about your results. So, Virginia, again, thank you so much. It was just so fabulous being with you today. It was such an honor sharing this space with you today.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Can I just say one little thing before we disengage? I just want to tell people out there that my sessions help you to reconnect back to your core. When you find your way back to your core, you get in touch with who you really, really are, which then connects you to spirit and the synchronicity to your soul journey. And from that place, life is sweet. Just like you were saying, Aram, we create our lives from that place. We manifest from that place. Our joy and our bliss comes from that place. All doors open to us from that place. And remember, when you are vibrating from your core, no thing can shake you from that foundation. And you build a resource that when challenges do come your way, you stand and face it with strength and resilience that amazes you. So that's the way I live my life as well. I am so, so blessed that I have found this place that I'm living in now. And you take it with you wherever you go. And, of course, then you become the ripple in the bond. And then everybody else picks up on that energy. So I want to say my hello to everyone and thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening and taking in whatever it is that resonates for you. And as Iran said, if it resonates for you, then just do it. Just do it. Iran, thank you.
Love it.
I am so good.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you, and much love to everybody. Take care and bye-bye for now.